This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, the hidden beauty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No doubt every one of us has experienced that when we see a fruit or a nut, we see that it has a shell, it has a protective shell on it, it has a wall that covers that fruit and goodness which is hidden inside that fruit. Have you ever thought why there is this shell around this goodness? Have you ever thought that why the fruit has a wall around it? Why it has naturally built a shelter for itself? No doubt that it's because the risks, the environmental harsh conditions, and the dangers which risk its inner goodness, that's why it has built such a cover, such a shelter for itself in the nature, to face the threats and dangers which are there in the nature. So it builds such a shelter for itself. And we know that that shelter is stiff, it's hard to penetrate. Maybe you need some time if you want to enjoy a nut. You need a stone to break that shelter, that nut, to reach that goodness which is hidden inside it. And it's a natural phenomenon, you know. It's a natural phenomenon that when we see in the society, we find that such a reality and such a phenomenon also resonates, and it's also present in our own human society. We see people around us, we see ourselves, and when we deal with them in the first glance, in the first meeting, we find them like there is a personality which seems to be harsh, which seems to be like a shelter, which seems to be like a wall between you and that personality. When you deal with people, you find that they are different from you and they look to be harsh with you in their dealing, when they speak to you, when they are dealing with you. But when you think and when you find and when you slowly think about them, you will find that this harsh and this negative approach towards others is result of the harsh environmental surroundings and the harsh environmental conditions where people are in a kind of a clash between the interests. So this phenomenon is a result of the hard human conditions, hard human society conditions where there are threats to interests. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z. We are talking about the hidden beauty. And we started by giving an example of the nut with a hard and firm shell and firm shelter. And inside that shelter, there is a goodness. There is a soft goodness hidden inside that shelter. We talked that humans are also like this reality. They also have a hidden beauty inside them. Every man on the earth, every person on the earth has a beauty and a goodness inside him. But there is a shelter, there is a wall, which naturally he develops such a wall. Psychologically, he develops such a wall to face the dangers, to protect himself from the threats of other people. Because in the course of his life, he has seen such a threats and dangers which come to him from other people. So he has naturally built such a shell and wall to protect himself. But if you make another person safe, make feel him safe about you, himself from your side, if you make himself in a kind of feeling of safety regarding you, then he will open himself up from that shelter. And you will find that inside that shelter, inside that cover, there is a beautiful personality hidden there. And when we will meet that personality, when you meet the real personality which is hidden inside that wall, you will find how beautiful that personality is. And it's a reality about most of the people you met in your life. When you give up the prejudice, when you leave all kind of the assumptions and negativity, and when you meet people with such a positive mind, when you meet people with this perspective that they are inside very good, they are within inside, there is a goodness hidden in them, there is a beauty hidden in them, gradually you will find and you will see that how people will look beautiful and they will look great and they will look very interesting to you. And your perspective about many people in life will change. So this is even has been told in the Islamic teaching that we should look with positivity towards the people. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.